Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know how to do it. Come on, we do this. We probably should do this like in unison, right? Every night. What do you think? I'm liking it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moreno's going to join me here in just a few minutes. I know how much you enjoy her, more than me, actually. I don't blame you. And I do very much appreciate jobs report. We're gonna. God, it's a full time job with these people. We're gonna talk about the jobs report later on in the show, and the true numbers behind the jobs report. I don't know if any of you pay attention at all. You know, you hear it come out, and, oh, look at, you know, the numbers for March or January or December, whatever it was. They come out really high. But if you go back and you look a month later or 6 weeks later, almost, in every case, in the last 12 months, they have been, readjusted. How's that? That way I don't look like a conspiracy person, like some of you like to call me. Really, in all sincerity, I don't know what to tell you. If you go look at the number, it's such a confusing, or it is so confusing in the way they come up with these unemployment numbers. It's not just a matter of how many apply. It goes by how many they expected to get, and some of these other, you know, some of these other numbers. I hate that. It's like they pulled them out of midair. So everybody feels good when the numbers hit, but then when they get readjusted, all of a sudden it's a whole different animal. I'm going to look for those numbers afterward, too, because I've been through them before as of late. Now, the current numbers, the numbers for, you know, last month or two, not only have they been adjusted down, I'm not going to get into detail yet. I'm doing my best to stay away from the details, right? But not only do they adjust them down, but what they don't break out, truly don't break out, what are the, which are part-time, right? Which jobs, not only just part-time, but which jobs are tied to police, fire? You know, as much as we have to defund the police running all around the place, they're trying, like, all get out to try to bring in, hire more police, more fire, more first responders. So you got to break those down as well, right? Anyway, and I do appreciate time that we spend together, and you learn from this. I hope you're learning from this stuff. Matter of fact, let's go a little further with it. Don't just believe what I tell you. Go look it up. Hey, it isn't that hard. Just go look it up, and you'll learn. Look at the BLM stuff is nuts. It's hard to track. I would suggest you go looking at the charts. When you see the charts, they start showing you where these numbers are coming in. Then go ahead and read the text there. Otherwise, it's like reading certain portions of the Bible. It'll put you to sleep in a heartbeat. Right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Now, Biden, he's kicked it up to hyperdrive when it comes to buying the vote of the young people. He is trying to wipe out, cut in half, student loan debt to the tune of almost $20 billion at this point. Now, he's been told by the Supreme Court that he can't do this. So for those of you who love to throw out, it's against the law, he's breaking the law, he's not doing it to the Supreme Court, and you're talking about Trump, I would ask you to look at the guy. You're backing. What's he doing? Oh, because you're okay with the end result of what he's going to end up doing, then you're okay with him ignoring the Supreme Court, right? I'm just asking. There is so much going on that we're not paying attention to. Right? China has sent an envoy to Russia to see what they can do to help them in the Ukrainian war. What are we going to do? We don't do anything. What do? We tell Israel to back down. That's what we do. That's how we handle things, right? It's becoming more ridiculous. I mean, I thought tonight they're just hitting a whole bunch of little headlines and then go back and doing the story again. But this, when I started going past what the mainstream is trying to get you to focus on, here it is again. Somebody just sent me this. I'm glad you're listening. Joe Biden in his speech says, that didn't stop us. He's actually bragging about ignoring the Supreme Court on his scheme to unilaterally cancel student loan debt. He's not going through Congress like he's supposed to. He's in Wisconsin pandering for votes there. It's sad. Well, it's sick. And, you know, they don't care. If Trump had tried something like this, even though it benefited people they like, they would have been all over him. Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Warren, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to be part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I know somebody who's always part of the solution and not afraid to be. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her insight and input into, well, I was going to say how to fix this, but how to take an attempt at fixing it. How's that? A little better? God bless. There is no fixing it. I'm sorry. I'm getting to that point with the rest of you going, okay, you know what? Look who's running the country. we're done for. Anyhow. So, hey, were you one of those people that ran outside and, you know, the little glasses and all that stuff there to see the sun get covered by the moon?
I did. And, a friend of mine gave me the glasses. And so I did because, whatever, it's cool. I didn't go up north to see the whole thing in totality because I don't care enough. And I didn't want to be on the traffic was backed up for miles going north this morning till through the afternoon and then on the way back south leaving. So, yeah, I'm good with not being around that many people in my lifetime ever.
I remember as a kid seeing it in Boston. That must have been 100 years ago, but I'm talking, I guess it was late. It would have been late 60s, right? Mid-60s, late 60s. I remember doing the little hole in the thing and all that stuff. So, because we didn't have specialty glasses then. You know? Go blind. Right.
So, I remember years ago, 1994,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't. Or whatever. There was another one, and I was near Boston, and we didn't have glasses either, but we looked through, like, a pinhole in a piece of paper, and it was fine.
Yep. That was the one. Yeah, that's what we did, too.
They're like, oh, if you look at the sun for too long, you're going to burn your retinas out. Shut up.
I already burned my brain cells up at that point, so it really didn't much matter. Hey, listen, Joey B is now, I mean, openly bragging about, you know, just defying the Supreme Court. And I love it because anytime the Supreme Court comes out with a ruling and we don't follow it to the T, they're all over us, right? They want to stick the DOJ on you. But Joey B has no problem. And even in a video, he just spewed the fact that, hey, that didn't stop us. We still going to wipe out about $20 billion in debt. Guy's amazing, right?
Yeah, he doesn't care about the Constitution or the Supreme Court. He doesn't care. He's a left-winger. They don't care. You can see all the stuff they've been doing to this country that's destroying it because they're pushing their left-wing ideology, which is intended to destroy. They're going to have all of us who either paid our student loans or didn't ever get student loans or paid for our kids' college, pay the student loans of people who were too stupid to major in something that would actually enable them to pay their student loans off. The problem with the reason college is so expensive is because the federal government got involved in the first place. That is when, and you can literally do the timeline of it, as soon as the federal government guaranteed student loans and did Pell Grants and all that, college tuition started rising. And part of the reason was because guaranteed money, but also because the federal government required more administrative people in colleges and universities who to administer all this financial aid and all this federal crap that they were getting. So it's 100% on the federal government that college tuition has increased this much. But too many people are too stupid and ignorant to see that, and Democrats intentionally lie to you about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm going to do an article later on about how the average race of this one, the average college degree in this country within the next couple of years is going to be well over $100,000. So, I mean, who's going to be able to do that? Who's going to be able to go to college and sign up for that kind of money? And then they wonder why they can't afford a house.
Well, if Biden does do this with the student loans, it'll make it even worse because colleges will know eventually they'll just be able to get away with it. You know, colleges can get away with continually increasing prices. It doesn't really matter. I mean, especially when, like, Harvard pays that fake, culturally appropriating, half-wit Pocahontas from Boston $350,000 to teach one class. That's another reason college is so expensive for things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, totally agree with you. What about people like my wife, right, who worked three jobs to pay off her student debt, who didn't take certain classes that wouldn't add to it? It's wrong on so many levels. And all of a sudden, we're going to make up for them, right? Yeah.
And it's funny because Biden wiped out some student debt, but what he doesn't tell people is there's some student debt that you can get breaks on if you go into, like, a first responder or teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's certain ones that was already in place. Biden had nothing to do with that. But people, again, Americans are stupid. Too many Americans want something for nothing, and they don't care that it's taxpayers in general who have to pay for it. They don't care that it's the guy down the street working three jobs who has to pay feed a family of six. They don't care that he is going to have to pay for their decisions and choices in life. It's disgusting.
Oh, no kidding.
And they wonder why, again, the federal government interfered in housing, and that's another reason that it's so expensive.
Oh, all of it.
Listen, people, anything the federal government touches, puts their hands on, turns to absolute crap. It just does. Even the military is even going that way now, too. Because Democrats.
I've got friends on the inside that are telling me about some of the stuff going on and going, you know,
this
is why you see us having problems. You know, with the military as a whole, put it that way.
All you have to do is take a look at generals that speak on Biden's behalf or part of Biden's thing, and you understand that they were just political people, that they weren't the best and the brightest. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, and, you know, Kimberly, this is it's getting to the point where people talk about it's like we're becoming. In some areas, we are a third world nation, like flat out. And when you really see this, you see what's going on, you see the proof of what's happening. Again, like you see what's going on with Joe Biden, like you see what's going on with President Trump and what they're, you know, holding his feet to the fire for. When you look at these prosecutors and what you know them to be, what you know them to be involved with, there's no fighting this. You've got the DOJ, I'll tell you after the break. They're refusing to hand over the audio recordings to Congress of Joe Biden.
That's right.
And why? Why would they do that? Anyway, we'll be back in a few. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly Marin when we return.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. The Biden administration has introduced a new plan aimed at reducing student loan debt for over 30 million borrowers. The plan targets borrowers facing runaway interest, those who have been making payments for two decades, and individuals eligible for income-driven repayment schedules. The White House predicts that the plan could eradicate accrued interest on the unpaid balances of 23 million borrowers. Teams are currently removing cargo containers from the ship that collided with the Key Bridge in Baltimore late last month, resulting in its collapse. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. Let me bring her back. Kimberly Wren joins us every week. I love having her with us. Her perspective on politics, especially from a New England perspective. And Kimberly, you have to admit that when it comes to, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, there's a different stream of consciousness for politics.
There is, but our leftists are just as bad as your leftists, so...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you about a story out of San Francisco in a few minutes, and I find it hard to believe anybody could be worse than those people.
let me tell you something.
Oh, they're going to do vacancy taxes. In other words, if you can't get your place rented in a certain amount of time, your commercial building, they're going to tax you for it. Think of that. Okay.
Wow.
They put policies in place that make it almost impossible to rent your places out, and yet they're gonna tag you for it if you can't get it filled.
And oh my God. And they not only that, they have policies in place, but depending on where you are, there's businesses that you wouldn't even want to rent.
Oh, yeah.
No one would want to rent because of all the disgusting crime and whatever. And then on top of it, so many people are working from home now. And Governor Newsom shut down the state for how many years? 3 years? So he's partially to blame for that. People staying home, working from home instead of running a business.
Yep. And the $20 minimum wage that kicked in. I think it's funny. It only kicked in for restaurant workers. They got to think that through. Why did it kick in
only
for
some
plumbers and car? No, yes, but the majority. I mean,
but not Newsom's.
Oh, no, not his. There was a carve-out for his.
Yes.
Of course there was.
Of course
just
there
like
was.
His winery, just like,
yeah.
You're just trying to give me agita already, and the show hasn't really even been rolling here for a while.
I don't understand why that man has not been.
Kimberly, he ran no campaign for governor. He got reelected. Now they're going to talk about recalling him. Why? The AG and the DA are not going to let it happen. They're going to find a way to get away.
They're not They're not going to let it happen, and I'm sure illegals vote. Well, I know illegals vote in California. I've done research on it.
Yep.
Because you guys have motor voters, so anybody who applies for a license or welfare automatically gets signed up to vote, registered to vote. Yes,
perfect.
You have that. Yes.
And I'm sure the DOJ will jump all over it if there's a problem or issue because they're just so fair and balanced, don't you think?
Yeah, especially in California.
Oh, God. Well, right now, the Justice Department is refusing to hand over audio recordings of Joe Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The congressional committee that oversees the DOJ said, we want those. And they said, go pound sand. So,
those videos must be so bad.
Oh, they know it. Right?
Wow.
I'm sorry. What was that question? Who are you again? I know. And what am I doing here?
You can think about how bad the transcripts were, right? It's way worse to... Transcripts are always different from the video because you get more context sort of with the video.
Right.
Because you can see how the person is reacting, like their facial expressions and their hand movements. Oh, he must look like the decrepit old psychopathic, mentally ill Muppet he is.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, he definitely... When I saw him... I think it was on stage over the weekend. They truly are leading him around. The only thing he's missing is a leash, you know? And they're pointing in the direction he needs to go, spinning him
always
around, walking him back in a direction.
Oh, did you see? He went to dinner. He went to dinner with some Italian family who supports him in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And they had pizza, but he had to bring Jill Biden. Joe Biden now goes to dinners with him because Lord knows he can't handle it.
Oh, God. No, it is. Why? You saw her, what was it, one of the morning shows last week. Somebody asked her how she was dealing with her, you know, her husband not being up in the polls. And she says, he's up in the polls. He's up in all the polls. I don't know what you're talking about kind of thing. And I'm thinking, wow. Talk about delusional, right?
Oh, she just lies. Even worse, I mean, that woman should be on trial for, well, crimes against humanity, but also elder abuse. Crimes against humanity for pushing her husband to be president ever, and elder abuse because that's, I mean, we all said that when he was running in 2020. It's not like it's something new, and he's just gotten worse along the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not actually doing anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not making any decisions, not even one single decision has that man made other than what kind of ice cream he wants on any given day. That's it. That is it.
Well, this is, I'm loving, you know, watching some of the decisions he's making, well, not making, but the things he's doing and thinking to myself, okay, you know, right there on his little teleprompter telling him what and how to say and how he made the decision and all of that. And, you know, somebody said to me, they've got to be doing something along the lines of giving him some coke with the fire in his eyes that he gets for a short period of time.
But it's demented looking. That's why they're definitely giving him some kind of drugs because it's. I think I mentioned it before that when they found that cocaine in the White House, it was probably his. I mean, he doesn't probably even realize they're doing it to him, but they do.
Here, Joe, when you feel a little tired, just lick the tip of your finger. Stick it in this bag.
No,
never mind. Okay.
Not never mind. It's probably freaking true. That's the sad, scary part. But it's like demented looking. You know what I mean? It's not.
He does.
It's not like. Because, you know, I give speeches plenty of times and I'll get passionate. You give an impassioned speech.
Right.
So I get it. That's not what he's doing. He's reading off a thing and it's like something kicks in and his mind starts to actually work for a couple seconds and he looks crazed and demented.
Yeah.
It's
well, in his speech, he specifically says that when the Supreme Court ruled, they immediately, you know, they went to work figuring out how to make this happen. And he bragged about ignoring it. He said, that didn't stop us. We continue to find alternatives to reduce student debt. Well, no, they don't. They're actually doing exactly the way they were told not to do it. They're just doing it. And
because they're trying to buy votes.
Oh, no question. There is no question about it. You see it in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas. How is it, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it later on, and you and I touched on it, about the jobs report. And if you go back over the last 12 months, every jobs report has been, well, all right, 85% of the jobs reports have been adjusted down. But it's usually about 6 weeks out when people aren't paying attention anymore.
That happened under Obama, too. That's when they started doing that.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to monitor all that stuff and report on it.
And,
not only that, but, right, with the jobs report, and then they're lying about who's getting jobs and what kind of jobs and all that other crap. And it's mostly government. A huge majority is government workers. I'm sorry. That's not the private sector giving jobs. That's wasting taxpayer dollars.
No, I'm with you. 100%. I get a kick out of this stuff because I was talking about it earlier and saying, you know, I know it's hard to go looking, but you need to get to the point where you start listening and go, wait a minute. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't have all this stuff that's going on, you know, and you're looking at foreclosures starting to rise. You're looking at credit card debt at all-time highs. They ignore those things.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be happening if you had a job getting paid a decent job, and we're not seeing that. How, you know, they talk about homelessness in San Francisco and other places, and they say the biggest problem is how much it's costing to live in these homes. So we have to clamp down on the landlords. Why?
Oh my God.
Yep. I talked to you about the San Francisco stuff. It is a whole different universe up there.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, people, remember, the government is the one who screwed everything and made everything so expensive, especially in California, with that lunatic in the governor's mansion. Get rid of him. Seriously, vote the guy out for once.
Oh, he is so smooth, you know, in his conversation and the way he talks to people and that kind of stuff. Just amazing. But get back for a minute to the DOJ refusing to hand over the audio recordings. It's you know what they're doing. They're trying to ride this out. And somewhat believe. Now, I'm getting mixed messages from my friends in D.C. Some say that the deep state is getting ready for Trump presidency, but they're going to do everything they can to slow him down and stop him once he gets in. Others are telling me that, no, they're not going to, no matter what, they're not going to let him in. They're going to do everything they can to keep him out, even if it means things like this. Give me some of your thoughts on it. Wait. You heard that? Good. We go for a break. Be back in a minute. I wasn't watching the clock. I'm just talking away as usual. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Moran when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The only way you do that is you listen, you learn, and you move on it. You don't just listen and learn and go, okay, that's great, wonderful, glad I got that in my top pocket in case I need it. No, you will need it pretty much every day of the week. So get on it and figure it out. Anyhow, let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and her perspective on some of these issues because, you know, when you hear about our stories, Kimberly, you have to believe, you have to think that New Hampshire, Massachusetts ain't so bad.
Believe me, I wasn't kidding when I said the lunatics on the left across the country are just as bad as California. They are. They just can get away with, I mean, Massachusetts does the same kind of crap as California. Really stupid stuff that they implement. The left-wingers, the Democrats in New Hampshire, far extreme, like, should be in an asylum, left-wingers, just as bad as California. I'm not kidding. They're the same everywhere. The Democrat Party has been completely co-opted by the far-left extreme. You cannot be a normal quote unquote critical thinking Democrat anymore and be in the Democrat Party. You can. You'll be rejected.
No. Well, I'm going to do a story later on. I mean, I've always joked that the leaders in the Democrat Party think that they're the gods of Mount Olympus. They are the gods. You are to worship them and believe them. And my proof this weekend was the Pope came out and talked about the, you know, transgenderism and same-sex marriage and all this, and really showed you from a scriptural standpoint that he's not acceptable to church in any way. And abortion, same thing for abortion. And so what does Joe do? Joe comes out today and basically says, yeah, whatever, whatever. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So I will I will do that later on because I can't help myself. That's why I'm going to do it later on.
So the guy who pretends he's Catholic, he's not. You can't be that evil and, well, I guess you can. You can pretend you're Catholic. And he is trying to say the Pope is wrong about something. That's hilarious.
Is that, well, you know, the funny thing about it, I've told people who will ask me why I take the stand I do on that with Catholics. They go, look, I take it with any religious belief who says that they believe that life starts at conception, and then they're not going to push it on others. Okay, well, I can almost go with that. I can almost go with Joe and Nancy and some of these other so-called Catholics who say, you know what, we can't push our religion on somebody else. Great. Then why are you pushing the other side of it? Why are you making it so easy, putting on the pom-poms and cheering on these kind of things?
Well, and then you have all those churches that are really churches that don't worship God, but they worship the cult of progressivism.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and yeah, we got
and
those
there's a lot
too.
Of them in Boston. I was surprised.
Oh, we have them here. Yep, oh. We have them here. As a matter of fact, at least one, if not probably all, of our federal representatives belong to one. They've been boycotted Israel before. Long
wow.
Before what's going on. Oh, yeah. So I ask her every time she tweets something about, you know, Israel or whatever. I'm like, you still belong to that anti-Semitic church?
Oh, God.
Well,
you know, look at Joe Biden telling you know, Netanyahu how he's going to fight this war, what he's going to do.
They're trying to destroy two countries at once, not just ours.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well, all right, let's take a breath here. So do you remember you and I talking about Ashley Biden's diary a long time ago? And I kept saying,
yes.
I don't know whether to believe it, but I believe it's her diary. I'm not so sure I believe the story's coming out of it. And I don't know how, you know, whether it's a young kid just teed off a daddy or whatever. Because, you know, you hear about stuff like that happening on a regular basis.
No, I believe because her father's a psycho.
Right. So the DOJ comes out originally and says, no, there's no truth to the diary. It's not hers. Yada, yada, yada. And now, you ready for this one? They want to jail the person who stole Ashley Biden's diary and sent out the information. Now, you can't steal a diary that doesn't belong to somebody, right? Or it doesn't exist or it's not real.
Right. Good point, Joe. If it doesn't belong to her and it's not real, then how are you going to press charges? It's going to get thrown out the instant it hits court.
Oh, God. This is just amazing. And you look at this stuff and you say to the left, okay, let's say it is hers. Let's say it was stolen, okay, that they took it from her out of her nightstand or however they took it. How does that make it any less creepy than he was showering and his daughter said that she was sexually abused by him? How does that make that okay any better or something we shouldn't be discussing?
It doesn't, and I find it interesting that the FBI is bringing this up now because they clearly have some kind of ulterior motive. They don't do anything unless it benefits their cause. So I'm going to be interesting to watch this play out and see what really happens.
Oh, well, what the left, now people are going to think I'm creepy in a second here, but what the left has said is they keep bringing up when Trump, when Trump's daughter was sitting in his lap in a limo. And
yep, I remember,
Right? You remember all that. I said, you know what? I got two daughters. You know, if they weren't my daughters, they were somebody else's kid, and I was 20 years younger, they were pretty girls. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is that wrong? Why would that be creepy and or wrong? They were beautiful women, girls.
Biden's always saying stuff to complete stranger little girls.
Yes.
In public, as president.
Yeah.
It's like, keep your daughters away from him. We have to keep, we used to have signs when we were protesting Hillary Clinton, or Bill Clinton, if he would come out, hide your daughters. Now we say the same thing for Clinton. What's up with the Democrat Party, man? Seriously.
Oh, it never stops. Well, they don't care about that stuff. Look at all the things they've let go. Yeah. Right? The sexual slavery, the human trafficking, all of that
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. They encourage that. They're encouraging. They're literally support women and children being trafficked. Because that's what they're allowing, and that's what they've been allowing. The Democrats probably made some deal with the gang, the drug cartels. Hey, you know, we'll help you out. Get all these people over here. We'll turn an eye on the sex trafficking that you're doing and all the drugs you're bringing over here.
So how long in the future, I'm going to switch just a little bit, but I'm still talking about Biden. How long here in the future will we hear Joe get up to the podium and lie again about him being the first one in his family to go to college? Remember that lie?
Oh, he probably said it today when he was in Wisconsin.
Oh, God. I don't, you know.
He was pushing the student loan stuff today.
Oh, yeah. He's in trouble in that area. And what I really find, what's that?
He's in trouble in a lot of areas.
Well, not if you listen to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. No, he's...
Or Jill Biden.
Yeah, he's 3 points ahead of Trump everywhere, apparently. He's rising in the polls like crazy. I'm going, yeah, okay. If that makes you sleep better, go for it, you know?
What makes him rise in the polls? He's not doing anything good for this country. Not one thing. Nothing.
Well, you know, they're being, you know as well as I do, they're being fed the false employment statistics, right? How the economy is booming, it's cranking along, you know, and you'd never know it here in California. I'll tell you, we're back up to almost $6 a gallon gasoline. The summer blend will kick in. That'll add another 40 to 50 cents a gallon to it. Groceries are up about 40% in the state over the last few years. There's nothing here that looks good.
You know what? You're just a right-wing extremist. Do you know what? Appreciate
that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, God. They really...
Did you see?
Go ahead.
I think I say that. Something about the FBI, I don't know if it came out. I just happened to see it yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. It's something about the FBI spying, of course, you know, because the FBI loves spying
on
us.
No, they don't spy on regular people. I can't let you spew that propaganda here.
It was something about the FBI watching people who are against gun control,
yes,
against the mandates, again, like normal people, like a normal people thing. I'm reading this. I'm like, okay, I'm against every one of those things. That's all normal stuff. Like, people shouldn't know. Normal people should be against all of those things.
Yep. So that means they're like, watching you now.
Oh, no, they've been doing that for a while. I think my FBI agent got bored. I don't do anything wrong. Like, I don't, you know, I mean.
Well, the kid is twisted, huh?
Probably, yeah, I could. No, they couldn't. No. Well, they probably could.
I'll just say off the record, I get all kinds of notices from certain organizations. Legal organizations that, trying to get somebody to flinch, myself and a few others, because I'm an elected official, plus I'm on the air, it makes them crazy, drives them out of their mind, you know?
That you won't.
That I won't stop, yeah, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, you heard, they're even going after people that are defending the J6 people.
Yeah.
Which is amazing,
yes.
You know?
People who are on their side, like, there's a whole list of stuff, and I'm like, well, I pretty much mark almost every one of these things that they have, so have that, kids.
Oh, all right. Tell people where to find you, or how to find you.
GrandeClock.com and conservative IND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, Kimberly. Joe Pesina, your host. You're stuck with me in the next hour. Come on back. Get ready to pay that $100,000 a year for your kid's college education. Yeah, that's where we're going. Be back in a few.
Bummer.